Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
I had to pop myself so high.
So high, yeah.
High above me. She's so lovely.
Oh, you can do that?
What, do what? Sing?
No, he can harmonize. I can't harmonize.
Did he harmonize?
He did.
Wait, let's do it again.
She's so high.
Not yet.
High above me.
Oh, he harmonized.
I think
No.
He did.
No, you have to do it, and then somebody harmonizes with you.
High above me.
There it is.
She's so lovely.
I can't harmonize.
Wait, what? So what,
I don't have an ear for it.
You try.
I can't.
She's so high above me.
I thought it sounded good.
I can't do it. How do you do that?
You just listen. It's really key to just listen.
Up.
It was luck. I wasn't trying.
Really?
I was just playing second fiddle to him, you know, letting him take the lead and just complimenting his voice.
Right. So while I go so high, high, I go high above court. High. I'm so lovely. Good song.
I want to take a class. I want somebody to teach me how to do that.
Okay.
I'm dead serious.
All right.
I want to learn how to harmonize.
Take cameras?
Because
that would be really fun. Well, speaking of classes, I'm glad you said that because we were talking about it literally right before we went on, and I was like, nope, stop it. We're bringing this up on the podcast because as we've said before, we don't. This may be a surprise. We don't pre-plan these conversations. We just turn on the mics and we just start talking, and it leads to some of my favorite conversations ever. But today, right before we went on, we were talking about like the wildest classes that we've taken in college.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like for me personally, I went to the University of Missouri for the journalism school.
And mm-hmm. It's a big J school.
It is a big J school. It's like Northwestern, Syracuse. It's right
big
up there.
Big J?
Big J journalism.
Big J.
Oh.
Journalism.
Why do you got to use code?
High school.
We had a podcast before that talked about code.
Well, that is true. And she's not good. Melissa, I've learned, is not good with acronyms either. So, no. Like, if you say, like, I said ROFL one day, and she was like, what?
Well, that was a very seldomly used one.
Well, yeah, you don't usually enunciate. You don't say it out loud, ROFL. You normally just type it, but.
Yeah.
But
if you say things, and if you Big J, I didn't know that was journalism.
Big J journalism.
Okay.
Journalism school. And I completely forgot where I was.
You took a Q-Berk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I needed to get admitted into the journalism school. And my freshman year, I had the worst grades. So I was very far from getting admitted into journalism school. So I had to take a lot of gimme classes to get my GPA back up to the point where they would admit me. Because that was the whole reason I went to the University of Missouri.
Okay.
I took I and luckily, like, I was a walk-on to the football team, which you learned what a walk-on is.
Well,
today.
I knew what a walk. I didn't know the details of a walk-on.
So I was I played on the football team, and so I was friends with all football players, and no one knows easier classes in college than football players.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, it, like, the administrators would, like, try and, like would say, hey, you need to take this class, get your GPA up.
Yeah.
So I would just ask around, hey, what's the easiest class you took? What's the easiest class you took? And for, and I'm not joking, for two, maybe three semesters, I took just easy classes. One of which, my favorite, well, actually two, I took a Walt Disney class. It was all about learning about Walt Disney, who's from Kansas City, by the way. If you guys need any information on Walt Disney, I'm your coach.
Did they get into all about Disney?
His entire life,
like,
and
the anti-Semitism and all of it?
No, not they. Okay. They yeah,
they ignored
not,
that.
They did
part.
Not get into that.
Okay. They should have.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
But they did talk about building Disney World, which was cool,
and about, like, the compound underneath.
Yes, the underground tunnels and all of
that. I am not falling for that. I can tell what you guys are doing. I can tell what you're doing. There's no underground tunnels.
If you missed last week's show after the show, go back and listen to it, because we pranked the hell out of Melissa. Melissa, I swear to you, on all that is holy, yes, there are underground tunnels at Walt Disney World.
I brought my phone in today just for this reason, so I can Google
Gary
it.
Gary Ovaltine while you're at it.
If you want to know what that means, you definitely have to listen to
it. Go back and listen
part,
to it. Yeah. It's worth the listen. but so I learned all about Disney. And then I also took a class called, this was my favorite. It was in the ROTC building. It was called Intro to Maps. And you literally just learned how to read maps.
Oh, that reminds me of something cool I took.
I love reading maps.
It's so fun.
It really actually kind of is.
The map key, I love.
Yeah.
I went to Michigan State, and I took a class on the great mysteries of the world.
Oh.
So it was like archaeology and, like, you know, the pyramids.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stonehenge. And
like Mayans and Aztecs?
And there's just so many mysteries out there that even the professor, like, didn't have an answer. Like, here's what happened. We don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the other cool class I took was Ultimate Reality and the Meaning of Life.
That is so you.
Oh, that's
it's so me.
Deep.
But it's also, you can't be wrong.
Isn't that in, like, the TV show Community? Did you ever see Community?
No, I never watched it.
So it's just theory classes.
So it's theory. But, you know, you had to write the essays, but you, as long as you were, you know, trying, you can't be wrong, because nobody knows the meaning of life.
Wow.
So it was, like, really mind-blowing questions, like, if we all didn't die, would life still have a purpose?
Oh, wow. Man. Oh, my gosh.
Like, does your expiration lead you to having meaning? Would there be meaning if you never
and
died?
And does it expedite that?
Yeah. So a bunch of crazy stuff like that.
Or do we need more time?
Or would more time help? Like
if we live to be 200.
Yeah, do we ever fully reach our meaning in our life?
And if
because our expiration date is so short.
Right. You don't really start learning of the meaning of life until you're an adult.
Right.
So then you don't have as much time to learn the meaning of life.
It was a crazy cool class.
I want to take it now.
Right. Is blown
and harmonizing.
Right, I know. And that's the problem, too. It's like you take a lot of these classes. Like, I took a History of the Old South class in college. Why?
A History of the Old South. So, like, pre-Civil War South?
Yes. And I thought it was going to be an easy. It was not easy.
It wasn't easy?
I hated the professor. And there was a grad student in the class, and he was such a suck-up.
How close is Mizzou to Kansas City?
It's an hour and a half,
because
2 hours.
Because Kansas City played a pivotal role in the Civil War.
They did. And the state of Missouri as a whole, too, was, I think it was technically a Confederate state. But Kansas was a Union state.
Yeah.
So it was, there was that, then that's why there's a big rivalry between the University of Missouri and Kansas, and that's, and it dates back to the Civil War. Anyway,
I love that we just had a history lesson.
Yep, yeah,
just,
there you go.
I also took a history class. It wasn't just Ultimate Reality and the Meaning of Life.
But it's like, I feel like the classes we took in college, I wish we did college at this age. Like, at the age we are now, because we'd be so much more invested
in it.
Learning.
Right.
And in college, I was like, I didn't want to learn. I didn't care to learn.
Right.
But now that I'm, like, older, I'm like, man, I would want I want to know more.
I cared.
Like, I'm more curious.
I think in my 4-year span at college, I maybe missed one class.
Oh, I never missed class.
What happens if it was a class? I mean, sometimes the classes are a class that you don't care about, but you have to take.
I'm there.
Really?
Because I always said, if you go to every class and don't skip and don't even like study, you can easily 2-point.
Yeah.
Even just by going to class. So if you go to class and try, you're guaranteed a 3-point.
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
I don't know if I was, but I didn't get to every class. I can't speak from...
You were a skipper in college, right?
I did skip. Yeah, well, I would skip the ones that were the big lectures where it would be in the auditorium and there would be a million people in there.
And those are the easiest to skip.
Right.
Because, you know, you're like...
They don't know whether you're there or not.
If I'm there.
They don't pay any attention.
Would you have the... Did either of you guys have the clickers where you had to check in?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So kids would check in and bail. Not me. I'm there the whole time, baby.
Look at you.
That's why you're cultured.
Nerd, yeah.
Cultured.
Yeah, that is why he's so cultured. He's so much more cultured than us.
He is. He didn't skip class, but we did.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I have a lot more interest now in history than I used to.
Yeah.
I didn't care back then. I wish I would have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I do notice the things I wish I would have learned. Like, I took all, like, you know, AP literature and composition. So I learned all about writing and how to structure a paragraph. But I never learned how to write a story, how to tell a story.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say, like, you want to write a book. I would love to write a book. Nobody ever said, like, this is how you write a book.
I don't know that there was a class on that.
There should be.
But now there's, what's the classes you can take?
Master class.
Oh, they do that. That might have to do that.
So I think the woman who wrote the Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, she teaches a master class.
Because I would love that. I know how to structure a sentence, but nobody ever said, like, this is how you write a story.
And I agree with the same, not only writing a story, but telling a story verbally.
Sure,
which is a skill in and of itself.
I think that's a skill that, a lot of people, I feel like I know how to tell a story, but I would like to take that class just to like pick up on things to do it better.
And there was like public speaking classes, but you give speeches. Like, I'm talking storytelling, how to tell a funny story.
Right. To keep the audience engaged, to keep them engaged the whole time. That's not easy to do.
It's not, and I never learned that. Right. Throughout, you know, creative writing classes never even addressed how to properly tell a story.
Right.
They would teach you about metaphors and similes, but never how to storytell.
What was your major in college?
Communications.
What was yours?
Communications.
Oh, snap.
Were you journalism?
Journalism.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I also think there should be classes, probably mandatory, about adulthood and raising children.
Well, no, that's so serious because there was personal finance classes, and you know, they taught you about how to fill out a W-2, but not about
balance
like
a checkbook. Do you even still have to do that anymore?
I don't think you do.
I mean, checkbooks, you know, how
do
to use Venmo
still
now.
Write checks?
Very few, I would think.
I know.
Only if you have to. I have checks.
It just seems like every...
I had them. I lost them.
Every elderly woman who's checking out in front of the grocery store is always... They're the only people left writing checks.
Well, that's why they call it checking out.
Is that really why?
It was a joke at first, but I think it
might be true.
I think it might be true.
And that's the meaning of life.
Oh, my God!
Whoa. Like, I'm checked out. I'm not paying attention, but I'm out of checks. Like, I have nothing.
I thought it was more like I'm checking out of this store. Like, I'm leaving the store.
You are preparing the check.
The check. Like, you give them the check to get out.
To get out.
Oh, my God.
But I think they had those stores before they had checks.
But did they have the term checking out? Or did they say, I'm leaving?
That was called cashing out.
Cashing out. Same thing.
We used to cash out at grocery stores, but then when checks came around, they changed it.
Now
pretty soon they're
going to
say, you're going to credit out.
I spent an hour in the self-checkout line the other day.
Yeah, I had to go.
I was so checked out.
Could we get a register
cash register.
Could we get a teller? No.
That's a bank. A
cashier?
Cashier?
Could we get a cashier? That's what they would say. They would say, can we get a cashier at Credit Out?
Credit Out. I don't think I've heard that one.
I haven't heard that one either.
You never hear about layaway out.
Well, no, because it went from cash out to check out. Then pretty soon it'll be Credit Out.
Credit Out.
Yeah. And then it'll be Venmo out.
No, they want their money now. They're not letting you leave.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I am looking it up.
Devin out. What?
Where checking out comes from? The origin of checking out?
No, I bet she's looking up the underground tunnels at Disney World.
No, I'm not.
And it's the same thing with like checking out a woman. It dates back to using a check because escorts.
Oh. That's true.
It says...
I remember learning about that.
Although a few of the dictionaries list hyphenated versions of that verb, they're saying there's no dash, it's, you know, one word or whatever. If the verb is intended, then the screen should read... never mind that part. If the adjective... I need to find the right part. Maybe we could edit this part out of the podcast.
Yeah, no, but or we could talk more about Disney World's underground tunnels.
I don't believe it.
No, I
there's a map right here. I pulled it up. It's real.
Underground tunnels?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from park to park because they bought the whole plot of land.
Why the underground tunnels?
It's because they built Disneyland.
Okay.
And Disneyland is on such a small plot of land.
Okay.
In fact, it took them years to acquire the land that they've now built California Adventure on. It used to just be Disneyland out in Southern California. And there was an old man who had a farm who refused to sell to Disney. And then he ended up dying off and Disney ended up getting it. Thus, they built California Adventure.
Start there. I need my glasses.
But when they had the plans for Disney World, they had acres and acres of land. And he said, we're going to plan out this entire thing. And that's why they've got, like, the monorail system, the public transportation at Disney World, a million times better than Disneyland. Now, granted,
Disney World is bigger.
There's more parks.
Yeah,
so
right.
Public transportation probably needs to be better. But they're spread out. And
well, what's the purpose of the underground tunnels, then?
I think it's so cast members and employees can get from park to park without
being stopped by people
or traffic lights or traffic or anything, massive crowds, things like that. So they can get, and they Disney World does an incredible job of making sure that there's not multiple Mickey Mouses. There will never be multiple Mickey Mouses in
mice.
One park. Mickey Mice. There will never be Mickey Mice in one park. There's just only one Mickey Mouse. And so if one guy goes behind a curtain or whatever.
Why is that? What's the purpose behind that?
Because they don't want kids. They don't ever want kids to miss the illusion that there's more than one Mickey Mouse.
But if you're on opposite ends of the park and they're only out for 10 minutes, you think that there's no way they can.
You would think that, but they're just overly
cautious,
sensitive to that fact.
Making sure it just never happens.
Right. And so, I'm pretty sure that tunnels have a, it's been so long since I've been in college, so I don't remember everything, but yeah.
It's pretty fascinating though.
Yeah. I think it's mind boggling to think that, and I love the fact that they started with Disneyland and they realized, okay, what did we do wrong? And it's funny, if you go to Disneyland, different than Disney World, it's so much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The castle's smaller. Main Street is much smaller.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a similar layout but on a smaller scale?
Yes. So Magic Kingdom is almost the same layout as Disneyland.
Okay.
But it's just bigger, more land, more park space. And so I think there might be more areas. Like you've got the Tomorrowland,
mm-hmm.
Jungle Cruise area.
Jungle Cruise, yeah.
You've got the
Harry Potter.
Splash Mountain, where Splash Mountain is. No, Harry Potter's Universal.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, I don't know. I just...
Disney World overwhelms me, though.
Does
the
it?
Lines overwhelm me.
Have you? So you've been?
Oh yeah, I've taken my son before.
Yeah,
yeah, a few years back. You know,
yeah, I'll do it like once with kids or something, and then never again. I don't do lines. I can't do lines.
I don't like lines either. That's my problem.
See,
lines.
I'll wait in lines all day. It's the price for me.
Well, the price is ridiculous too. You know, and you want to take the kids so they can experience it.
Yeah,
but. I mean, it's so big and so overwhelming. I mean, when we went, we had to wait 30 minutes in line for food at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. Nope.
You know,
nope.
And some
did you go middle summer, I assume, because you need to go when he's out of school, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was midsummer, and we even did you can get the fast pass.
Yeah.
Right?
And so does everybody else.
Yeah. It helped. It helped.
Okay.
But, my gosh, it's crazy.
So, earlier, I looked up, Melissa looked it up, and I double-checked. Checkout, actually, according to this article, originated in the 1940s when they had to check the planes before heading out. They had to check parts of the plane. They had to check out. So it has nothing to do with writing checks.
Like airplanes?
Yeah.
They had airplanes at supermarkets?
No, nothing to do with supermarkets. So the term checkout was first used in our lexicon in checking airplanes out.
I just wonder how it transferred over to the grocery store.
It was confusing.
Ooh, good question.
How it moved in that
pilots.
Direction.
I blame pilots.
I've also blamed pilots.
No, I blame stewardesses.
They don't call them that anymore.
Steward, what do they call them? Steward eye?
Yeah.
Steward eye. Is that
flight attendant?
Yeah. Just flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Yeah.
Oh, great show on Netflix, by the way. Did you see it?
No. I haven't yet.
Kaylee Cuoco.
I haven't watched it because I'm scared to pronounce her name.
Do you have trouble saying Cuoco?
Yes.
Really? Say it.
Well, and I'll say, you know, Kaylee Cuoco. Oh, Kaylee Cuoco.
There you said it.
Oh, Kaylee Cuoco.
You just say it different every time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Kaylee? Is it Kaylee? What is it again?
Kaylee Cuoco. Kaylee Cuoco.
Just say it.
Penny.
Like Melissa and I do. Penny. If you ever hear Melissa or I on the air and we say a last name very fast.
And we don't know it.
Melissa.
We're questioning it.
Can I say this?
Sure, of course.
Melissa did it today on the air. We were talking about Wish Fest, which is coming up Friday.
115 Bourbon Street.
115 Bourbon Street. Russell Dickerson's going to be there.
Randy Houser's
going to be there.
Yeah.
And Mark... from OAR. We don't know how to pronounce Mark's last name from OAR.
I remember it looked
and so
different.
Melissa was doing it in the Randy Houser interview. She was like, "Oh, you're going to be there with Russell Dickerson and Mark from OAR." And I asked her afterwards. I said, "Melissa, you didn't know how to pronounce Mark's last name, did you?" And I was like, "Because admittedly, I did not either."
Mark Roberge?
Roberge?
Roberge? Roberge?
Robert?
Robert?
Yeah, is it French?
G silent?
Robergère?
Robergère? Mark from AOR.
Yeah.
OAR. He's OAR.
A Robergère sounds like something like your wife would wear on your honeymoon night. You know?
Well, then there's Mark Rubier, who's that DJ funky guy.
Oh, with Bruno Mars?
No, Mark. I think I'm pronouncing it. Mark Rubio. He does like the DJ sets in his like living room in a robe. You've probably seen his videos online.
Oh no, you're thinking Marco Rubio, who's the senator from Florida.
You don't know how you don't know these videos. He like DJs and like loops, and then he screams like, "We about to party!
Oh,
we about to party!"
He freestyles for an hour.
Yeah,
my brother-in-law got me turned onto this dude.
Yeah,
I didn't know about him until like earlier this year.
Yeah, funky weirdness, but he got very popular.
Is he still popular?
I think it was during the pandemic he had a viral moment.
He did,
and I think it's died down a little since.
But he's on tour now. He's like selling out like venues, and he's sitting in his robe, and he's got like a card table, and he does beats on this.
Good for him. He's got his shtick down,
right?
It's very shtick.
Yeah,
shtick. Now that's a name we can say.
See,
but Roberg. Roberg.
Roberg. Roberg.
I'm gonna
Robergy.
Should I text Meredith right now? Be like, hey.
Yeah, and I should know this.
Hey, babe, why don't you throw on your...
I should easily know this, but I don't.
Why don't you throw on your Robert? Daddy's coming home. Should I do that? Well, she's pregnant right now, I guess. She wouldn't be into that right now.
O-A-R, you in the mood?
And it would be N-O.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.